What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero. What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero. What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Well, folks, welcome to today's show. I'm your host, filling in for Mike, who's taking a vacation. I'm Tom Lacoubert-Stewart, usually RTR Truth Media, Resurrect the Republic. I'm honored to be able to come here and do this. I've had a lot of respect for Mike for a very long time. There are a couple of minor things we may not agree completely on, but for the most part, I think he's spot on. And you know, our listeners at this network are fairly well more educated and more aware, more awake than most anywhere else. And you know, I find that in these times, I think it was Plato that said, strange times these are indeed, when old people and children in school are taught falsehoods, and the one who speaks the truth at once is called a lunatic and a fool. Well, they're kind of making us feel that way, aren't they? Just last week, some of the listeners of my show will already know this, but I have a YouTube channel, RTR Truth Media, on YouTube. Actually, this is now my third channel. They destroyed my other, a couple of them. But I go in to sign in, and I find this warning, as you know, notification. I go and check it out, and it says, "Yeah, you received a community guideline strike for hate speech." First of all, completely un-American concept. Everybody knows that. Free speech is period. It's free speech, and speech is speech. It's their words. They don't harm people. So how can this be? This is what the video was. You got to hear this. This is beautiful. It was John F. Kennedy's speech to the press. That's it. There were enough words in the president's speech. He used the word conspiracy. He used the word secret societies. All kinds of words, the buzzwords that they use. This is how far we have come now. This is how far. They gave me a strike, and I figured, well, on appeal, I have to win this. I mean, there's just nothing here. And, oh, by the way, and it was listed as unlisted because I was only going to use about 20 seconds of it in something that I was going to do. You know, folks like us that criticize, that dare to criticize people that can't criticize, well, they denied the appeal. I want you to let that sink in for a moment, because I'm not just whining about being censored. It's far more serious than that. It's far more insidious than that. Google and Alphabet, companies that own YouTube, they also were doing government contracts. Now, see, I know a little thing about that, because there was a time that I worked for a company that was doing, it was blast glass installations and stuff, but that's not the point. But because I worked for that company had to abide by certain guidelines, and it had to keep in respect people's unalienable rights. You couldn't violate constitutional rights, not if you're accepting public money for a contract. And I'd really like to know, out of all this gaggle of lawyers that Alphabet and Google has, why somebody didn't bother to inform them of this. I intend this one, it's so bold, it's so brazen. And the one right before that was what was his name? Wolfgang Halbig. Now, you remember when Wolfgang Halbig and Alex Jones were sued? I think it was Posner. And Posner, he's a royal pain in the keister. He came after me once, and I shot him out of the water because he didn't have anything on me. He just attacks everybody. So I wanted to find out what was going on with the lawsuit because I really can't stand Alex Jones. And I really was kind of interested in that as well. There was Parkland shooting had happened. And I had found out that it was Wolfgang Halbig who sold Broward and Dade County their emergency response plans. So I wanted to get him on, and that's a fact, right? So I wanted to get him on so that he could explain to me what their procedures were, what it was that they agreed to, and where it was that they broke from what was in the plan. I got that one struck too for, get this, targeted harassment and cyberbullying. What, Alex Jones? And since when did they start caring about Alex Jones? These things amaze me. I was born and raised to believe in the right to say whatever it is that you wanted to say. And I remember being 6 years old and my dad on the phone with somebody. And it was a public official that was being silenced. He was a whistleblower. And my dad said to him, he said, look, anybody there tries to shut you up, I would die for your right to be able to say what you want to say, whether I agree with you or not. Now, see, and it's kind of funny. My dad was a Democrat, and I find myself kind of defending JFK and RFK and bringing up these things. And my dad, the Democrats used to be completely different than what they are now. It's just that's a given. But I didn't really realize how much different until I started, kind of looking around again. I pulled myself out of the left-right paradigm, which I think that any rational person at some point in their life gets to the point where they say, the definition of insanity, we all know that, do the same thing over and over and over again, expect a different result, having hope in political parasites that come along and act as though they're one party or the other, but in reality, they were all partying at Epstein's Island. I don't know how anyone can defend take the guns first and worry about due process later, which means you sit just in your mind, you just suspended due process. If it doesn't come before your property or your body is seized, then it is not due process, period. But he didn't even get that right. Yeah, I like take the guns first, Mike, and worry about due process later. Well, thank you for that, rocket scientist. Really appreciate you doing that because it showed me how much of an actor he was. Not only that, but his connections with the Russian Bolshevik and Jewish mafia. And I probably got their attention again because I'm like with a dog with a bone on the JFK assassination. This caused me to make a lot of contacts over the years, and one of which was Sean Stone, which was Oliver Stone's son. Now, Sean Stone is extremely open-minded. He has spoken about the Mossad. He's spoken about Israel and 9/11. He's not afraid to do that, which I have to commend him because his dad was. Not only was his dad, I wouldn't say afraid, but he was well-paid. Very well-paid, for sure. And when you look behind the JFK movie, and you'll realize why they only went so far. Didn't somebody think that it was relevant in doing that movie that Jack Ruby's name was Jack Rubenstein? Didn't anybody think it was relevant that he was connected to Meyer Lansky and thus the ADL, B'nai B'rith? You think anybody should mention that? That's kind of important. You see, we get called conspiracy theorists because people haven't heard these things because they're being prevented from hearing them. If they actually heard events as they happened in real time, the who, what, when, where, and how, what I'm saying is not, would not be considered all that crazy or controversial or conspiratorial. Well,
conspiracies are involved for sure. But, you know, the CIA really weaponized that term rather well. Vanunu, how can somebody call me an anti-Semite when their nuclear scientist, who disclosed that they had nukes, who probably wanted inspectors to go in there, like JFK was trying to do, and he spilled the beans to the world. And he was right. So let's look at credibility. He's a literally nuclear scientist, extremely intelligent, very well educated. And the one thing that he comes to the public and tells us and goes to prison for telling us is that Israel had nukes, around 300 of them, and he was right. So again, credibility is established. So what does he say when he gets out of prison? Oh yeah, and by the way, yeah, Mossad was involved with John F. Kennedy. Now see, we knew this for a long time, and you have to kind of forgive me. I don't know how much Mike has gone over this. I'm sure he's gone over it a bit, but one of my mentors, and mentor may be not the right word, but Michael Collins Piper, and all of you should know, of course, who that is. Michael Collins Piper, he really blew the lid off of that. You know, I remember watching the JFK assassination footage before I'd ever heard this from anyone else, I swear, on my mother. I remember hearing, or seeing a motorcycle cop in front of the president's car. And I saw him swerve over to the right, to the curb. Now, he's riding a Harley Davidson like I do. I ride a Road King. It's about the same size. He rides over to the side of the curb near the sidewalk, and he lays his bike down over a storm grate. This is a Harley Davidson. This thing isn't easy to move once you lay it on its side. And you don't lay it on its right side. You put it on the kickstand to the left. That bike went down over a spot that if you went back there and climbed in, there is easily a walkway out without bars and without restraint. They got him from the sewer grate, as was at least one of the gunmen. That was at least one. Now, all these years later, and the majority of Americans do not believe the official story. Some of those people may not agree that it's a big conspiracy, but they don't believe the official story. You would think that between 9/11 and the 9/11 Commission report, the JFK assassination 9/11 Commission report, you would think that just about everybody in America would know what time it is. But, you know, Yuri Bresmanov, I think, said it very well that, you know, you can, Americans, after they've been demoralized through active measures, you can tell them the truth, you can put it in front of them in black and white, and it won't be until a totalitarian boot crashes through their door and kicks them in the fanny before they realize really the extent of exactly where we are right now. I'm not a fearmonger, and I'm not afraid, and I don't want you to be afraid. I have my faith, and I have my friends. I have some of my family, ones that haven't passed away or rejected me because I'm a rabid anti-Semite. I lost a lot doing this gig because I feel that it's necessary, for one. It really, truly is necessary. But my father had remarried a Jewish woman. My stepbrothers were Jewish, one evil as evil can be, and one absolute, completely good guy. And he wasn't really religious either. And my brother's wife worked at a lab, biological testing. And the owner became her like de facto dad because her dad had passed away and her mom was very sick at the time. And she ended up passing away. So this couple, very, very well to do, and always took good care of my my nephews and my niece. But they were Jewish, and but I had no see, folks. This is why when people call me an anti-Semite, I laugh because I don't care. I didn't care that they were Jewish. I went to Christmas dinners and we talked and we laughed and we joked. And it doesn't mean I have to agree with them or be about what they're about. But I'm capable of disagreeing with your moral tenets, your religion, your whatever it is, and not being a stark raving lunatic and unable to carry on a conversation with you. They've taken this way, way too far. And if we allow it to go any further, I don't think there's going to be much coming back. It's important to tell the truth, to always tell the truth, no matter how uncomfortable it is. You know, back in when I not too long after I first started with RBN, there was a protest for ending the Fed, and there's a couple other things going on in Philly. And I was walking down, was walking right past Independence Hall, where the Constitution was signed. And I made a right, and this couple made a right. Follow me. Well, I made a left. They made a left. It just went on for a little while. So they had a camera that started taking pictures, and I'm nobody, folks. I'm just a regular guy from Jersey. I'm no celebrity by any stretch. But these folks were definitely following me. So I'm like, what's going on here? So I doubled back around and I came right up in front of their face, and the man, slam pushed me in, sort of kind of like a martial arts move. And I said, well, that was dumb. And I went and got the park police, and I said, that man right there just assaulted me. Now, I wouldn't normally do that. I don't usually involve cops for something. If no injury, there's no harm, no foul. But I wanted to know who these people were. So I told the officer, I said, I'm going to sign a complaint. I need to get their IDs and their information so that I can do that properly, adequately. That's your job to do that. He walked over and he talked to them for a little while, and he came back and he said, sir, I really can't do that. Would you mind just letting this go? And I said, all right, I get one thing now. And he said, what's that? And I said, I get to guess where it is they're from. And he said, well, yeah, sure, you can do that. I said, yeah, Tel Aviv. And he just had this look on his face like, how did you know that? It doesn't matter if you're big. It doesn't matter if you only have a YouTube channel with 1,000 subscribers or 17,000 like mine or whoever knows with Brian, my friend Brian. I think he's got 500,000. It doesn't matter how big you are. Viktor Ostrovsky kind of said this. And he was ashamed that he used to do this, but... they have a guy that would be critical of Israel, bombs or whatever. Well, who's this guy? He said. Oh, so we would get on the phone with an ADL officer, wherever was close by to where this individual was, and we're going to label him an anti-Semite because that's what we say that he is. Once we do that, there's no turning back from that. It's a smear that sticks. It stays. We have Ayelet, what is her name? Ayelet Shoshone. I can't remember exactly off the top of my head, but she worked for the Israeli government. And she said, we use that. It's a trick. When anyone's being critical of Israel, we pull an anti-Semitic card. There's a lot of suffering. She went on. I'm sure that many of you have seen that clip. We're at a dangerous time in America right now. We better be real careful and mind our P's and Q's. For Mike Rivera, this is Tom with RTR Truth Media. We'll be right back.
so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome, welcome back. I'm your host, Tom Lacrovera-Stewart, and for Mike Rivera on vacation. I do have planned, I got the time a little bit messed up because I'm out here in the desert and, you know, busy doing things, taking care of a farm and stuff. Dr. Alan Sobroski should be with us at some point. My co-host should be with us at some point. And here's a kid that I really want you, I call him a kid, he's a grown man, but I want you guys to welcome him and call in and ask him questions when you hear him on the radio, and go check out his YouTube channel, because, oh my God, I thought I put out some incendiary content. He's just had his channel destroyed, and he's coming back. It's called the Freedom Ministry, Chris Switzer, or Eyes for the Profane on Twitter. This kid, he's something else. I call him Mini-Me because we're in lockstep agreement. He's found the same thing through his research that I found through mine. We're very concerned with this kill switch technology. We're very concerned with how Unit 8200 is positioning itself. And by the way, I am going to get to the outbreak, but I'm not going to jump to it and fear-monger and get everybody all – I won't do it. But we're going to get there because there's a couple really strong points that I want to make here. And this kid, Chris, give him all the support that you can, because I don't know how much longer – I can keep fighting back and coming back with channels. You guys know that, listen to RBN, that I had resurrectrepublic.com. Well, there's a reason why I'm not using that website anymore. It's not because I don't like it. I mean, I have to switch it over. Probably I'll use the URL, but several years of my work and research and everything Bruce did, and we had on that site, and this tech company, by the way, Israel is so deep into, it's ridiculous. I mean, they're using the ADL, for Pete's sake, to develop algorithms that find hate speech. And these are one of the algorithms that they used. It was picked apart Jack Kennedy's speech and banned him off. But isn't that just me, or does that like not blow your guys' mind just a little bit? But it's gone that far. All right. Well, enough of that for now. Now, as I was looking at digging into this COVID-19 or the coronavirus stuff that was going on, I kept hearing about Iran. So I kind of checked into that a little bit. And Iran is a mess right now because of this. Now, I'm getting to definitely believe in the extreme likelihood, at least, of this being a bioweapon that was developed probably in the United States, but we know Israel, and they've gotten a hold of our nuclear material. They've gotten a hold of our nuclear secrets. They've gotten a hold of, AMDICE, they positioned themselves to be essentially the go-between of the U.S. Justice Department and all communications, FBI. Listen to Chris. He's going to tell you a lot about that. He's going into that, the kill switch technology. We'll be back. A few words from our sponsors.
On my ticket now, as far as I can. Lord, I ain't never coming back. Ride me southbound.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Well, I'm not Michael Rivero, but, thanks for the compliment. I'm Tom Lacabera-Stewart, RTR Truth Media, Resurrect the Republic. We just got off the line with Dr. Alan Sobrowski, and I really wanted to have him on, but because I took this time slot last minute, I kind of got I had a lot of things to try and get done. I couldn't get in there for that first hour, and I apologize for that. But it doesn't look like Dr. Sobrowski is going to be able to join us today. But I will absolutely have him come on soon, and we'll dig into this, because I really wanted to get his analysis on the coronavirus and what he thought about the potential bioweapon that may have been unleashed against Iran. And that's where I'm kind of going with this, folks. What my position, I don't really have a position yet, but I have a suspicion. When I saw them digging massive graves in Iran, and we were being told that this started in China, and it doesn't seem that there's as many deaths in China that there are in Iran, and things just didn't seem like it was adding up to me. It just didn't feel right. Now, so far, there's been over 200,000 cases and I think 8,000 deaths or something to that effect. But, you know, if you look at what happened as a result, coronavirus, Israel, Netanyahu's corruption trial is postponed indefinitely. That's kind of convenient. I remember when what was it? Was it Netanyahu that said 9/11 was good for Israel? think it was him that said that. Yeah, well, yeah. The coronavirus was also good for Netanyahu. And they're going just they're going over the top with their measures of they're tracking phones of patients that are diagnosed, which is really kind of really creepy to me. You know, and I love this the article out of the Jerusalem Post on March 8th. Now it's the 17th now, but Iran's regime was pushing anti-Semitic. I hate this word anymore. Because it suspends critical thinking, it pushes anti-Semitic conspiracies about coronavirus. Iran's regime requires a foreign enemy to distract its citizens from its failure to confront the virus last month. The bioweapon attack, probably. Yeah. And it goes on to say that Iran's press TV, which represents the regime's English language propaganda, this is the Jerusalem Post now, and has been pushing anti-Semitic conspiracies about the coronavirus to distract from the mullah regime's mishandling of the pandemic. Because they should have seen this one coming. Although we, the United States, have been working on vaccine for this particular thing. Oh, and so is Israel. And Israel announced that they're just really any day now from having the cure, having, well, you know, the vaccine. How convenient is that, huh? Isn't that great? So, I think it was Tehran acknowledged 194 at that particular date. Iranians have died from fast-spreading disease, but observers believe that the true number may be far higher. And yeah, of course, they're not going to want to let their enemy know how bad that they hit them. It says, it goes on to say, over the last several days, Iran has pushed several reports claiming that the Zionists were behind the coronavirus. It sounds perfectly reasonable to me. I mean, from everything else we know, why wouldn't they? You know, Press TV also quoted the same website that was at the center of the anti-Semitic article, they're going to say this another 100 times, from 2017 that claimed America's Jews are driving America's wars. No, that is not what is happening. I'm sure that some of them are. But you see how that's an all-encompassing statement, this propaganda that they use. America's Jews are driving America's wars. No, a bunch of communist Bolsheviks that assumed Jewish identity but long ago shed the religion for their personal lives and only use it on their sleeve or, you know, for presentation more than anything else. I mean, after all, I mean, isn't Israel, isn't Tel Aviv the gay capital of the world now? Isn't it where everybody goes to vacation? Well, I digress. It's not unreasonable to consider the possibility that this happened. But America's Jews are not driving America's wars. And they're not America's wars, for one. They're not America's wars. You know, I believe you guys are going to like one of my next videos coming out. There's a piece with it's a George Washington and Samuel Adams sitting at the table. And he says, we must not allow the cancer of factions to erode this government. And Adams goes on to say, yes, we need complete neutrality. That was the sentiment when this experiment was first put together. Now, from there, we went from that to essentially Tide Pod eating people that water our crops with Gatorade because, you know, plants seem to crave electrolytes or something. That's idiocracy. Now, who is driving America's wars? Zionists are doing that. Are some of them religious? Yep, some. Some of them communist Bolsheviks? Most are that are pushing that. And, of course, the non-Jews, the Christians that are pushing that too, the evangelicals who... are now, I don't know how many generations into their indoctrination of Christian Zionism, the absolute oxymoron. Oh, which reminds me, you guys are familiar with Chuck Carlson, is what we played earlier when I couldn't get here in time. Chuck Carlson, WHTT.org. He goes out there. I mean, this is a real deal. This dude is the real deal. He goes out there. He gets in their face. He protests. He teaches. He's not mean about it. He just wants to try and wake some people up, and hopefully they'll find their souls. Because more bombs for Jesus model, yeah, that's not really working out too well. So I thank Chuck too. I'm going to be working with Chuck and WHTT, which is WeHoldTheseTruths.org, WHTT.org. I'd appreciate if you popped over there and maybe leave a comment here or there, and let Chuck know that you appreciate that he's doing what he's doing, because he's doing a good job. He's doing honorable work. So, getting back to this, the Zionists that were behind the coronavirus report, Press TV also quoted, that website that I told you about. On March 5th, Press TV claimed that Zionist elements developed a deadlier strain of coronavirus against Iran. Although the report claimed to reference a foreign academic, it fits the pattern. Now, see, they didn't even say who. It was automatically described to them. But, you know, Zionist elements, I mean, I would call Trump a Zionist. I'm not saying that Trump did it. I'm just saying it. There are many American politicians who consider themselves to be Zionists who aren't Jews. The agenda of Tehran, the Jerusalem Post goes on to say, has been threefold since the coronavirus outbreak began to affect Iran in mid-February. Well, you think maybe the sanctions? Maybe it wasn't Iran that wasn't prepared for this. Maybe it was the sanctions that just really screwed them up. That's probably more likely. And folks, I'm no fan of Iran, but I have to say that I have read the Quran, and I do understand the concept of the jihad or the struggle or whatever you want to call it. Now, there are what I think are contrived or fake Islamic extremists out there, and not all of them. Some of them are legitimately wackadoodle crazy. But for the most part, what we've seen is certain factions putting these people forward. Just like our 9/11 hijackers, the holy men, you know, the coke snorting, hooker visiting, alcohol drinking holy men that were going to give their life for Allah, all the while condemning themselves to... you can't make this stuff up. I would not have been able to make these. I wouldn't be able to make it up. Not at all. Not even remotely. So the agenda of Tehran has been threefold, they said. Initially denied that there was a virus outbreak so that it could increase voter turnout for the president. No, I don't think that voter turnout had anything to do with that. But in late February, it turned out that some of Iran's leading politicians and key insiders were infected in late February. Because the virus had spread from the holy city of Qom to Tehran. And if that's when it was letting itself be seen, you know that they were infected probably long before that. Already regime leaders were beginning to compare the virus to sanctions. The Iranian president had first downplayed the virus, claiming that the sanctions looked worse than it was. And then on March 7th, Foreign Minister Zarif argued that the sanctions had drained Iran's resources needed in the fight against the virus. He called medical terrorism. There's a new one, huh? Against Iran. However, the IRGC had other ideas. Its leader, Hossein Salami, began telling people the virus was biological warfare derived from the U.S. Well, you don't need to just tell people that. It's becoming painfully obvious to a lot of people, I think. Any nation that would allow itself to kill the heads of state of its alleged allies, which we know we're not really. Blows my mind how far this has all progressed. So anyway, an article on the homepage of the IRGC's March 8 links to the claim that the U.S. is waging biological warfare, and also cites an article that argues Israel is behind the virus. According to that article, former CIA officer has argued that the U.S. and Israel are working together, which was my first that was my first gut feeling when I heard about Iran and saw what was how bad it was there. My gut feeling was it might have been something that was created in the United States and being used by Israel, or who knows, maybe vice versa. Who knows? Maybe it's just Israel. But it's doing a number to Iran. Bad. Really bad. So the article that was tweeted by another former CIA member, Valerie Plame, in 2017, she's now seeking to run for Congress, even though her chances hit a setback on March 7th at a pre-primary convention. Press TV relies on the same anti-Semitic ratings for its articles today about coronavirus. I'm sure that they were so anti-Semitic, they didn't even mention Israeli or Jew in their statement at all. It very much seemed to me that they were leaning a little heavier on the United States. That's what it seems like to me. But of course, consider the source. Press TV's use of the of Zionists label, and it's not. See, that would be kind of like saying, "Let's see. Let me rephrase that in a way that it'll resonate with you." CNBC's use of the term Republicans label, while also publishing articles linked to. Are you getting where I'm going with this? I didn't name them Zionists. They did. That's what they are. And then, you know, they go on to talk again about America's Jews drive America's wars. So they're not America's wars, and they're not America's Jews that are driving it. It is a foreign Bolshevik-founded state. On the break, I'm going to grab a link, if you guys haven't seen it yet or not, on my channel. I did when the President Truman's daily briefing reports, his SDA, when that was classified, and it was unclassified last year. And just as it had become unclassified, I found it. And I went through every single slip of paper that was on the president's desk from the CIA, from everything that Truman had gotten from them. And right in black and white, and plain as day, from the CIA officers themselves, they said, Palestine, they're screaming here. They're screaming about this invasion of communists. They didn't say invasion of Jews. They didn't say invasion of even of Zionists, but of communists, because that's exactly what they were. Exactly what they are. So for conservatives out there that support Israel, I don't know how schizophrenic you need to be. I mean, just to not be able to see what's going on here. So Jerusalem Post goes on to say Iran's regime only knows this talking point. Blame it on the U.S. and Israel. Well, maybe if you hadn't crippled their country with economic sanctions, maybe if our CIA hadn't gone in there and overthrown Mossadegh. Maybe if we minded our own business and we acted like a good neighbor and a good steward of the land, the country as a whole, just maybe we wouldn't have any reason to be enemies with anybody there. Anyway, we're going to open up the phone to callers. 1-800-313-9443. We are live. This is March 17th, 2020. If you'd like to call in, please do. And then we move over to the Israeli scientists who said that in a few weeks, just a few short weeks, we will have a vaccine. All righty then. You've been doing pretty good work on the coronavirus. You just can't make it up. So once the vaccine is developed, it will take at least 90 days to complete the regulatory process and potentially more to enter the marketplace. Okay, you see what they're doing to economies just around the world. They just march in there and shut you down when arbitrary rules. They're not really all encompassing and confusing. Restaurants are closing early. I hope you guys all prepared and got the food and water and stuff that you needed. That would be a really good idea if you'd already done that. I tried telling everybody here, and everybody drugged their feet. And you know. word government itself comes from Latin, governare, to control, or to control a population, control people, mentis of the mind. So it literally, the word government literally means mind control. Wrap your head around that for a minute, because every time you use that word, that's what you're, that's exactly what it is. All right, we'll be back after a few words from our sponsors. Tom Lacovera, Stewart, RTR Truth Media, in for Mike Rivero. And we will get Dr. Sobrowski back. That was not his fault. That was my fault. But we will get him. Be right back.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Till that ego grins. Nobody
Welcome back. Mike Rivero Show. This is your host, Tom Lacrivera Stewart, in for Mike for his vacation, which I'm sure is sorely needed. We were discussing this coronavirus thing. God, it really frustrates the heck out of me because, you know, with what we do know about the situation going on in the Middle East, we know that most of the time that we get information from our government, just like I take everything with these foreign governments, whether it be Iran or Israel, any of them, with a grain of salt. But I don't see how it's not exactly what my gut's telling me it is. But anyway, we have a caller, Jim in Brooklyn. You're on. How you doing, brother?
Hi. Yeah. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine. Yes, sir.
Okay, fine. Yeah. I wanted to address how I am Jewish, by the way. I wanted to address how such a small number of people, the Jewish people, could control, you know, Hollywood and international banking and be communist and and have Arabs killing each other at the same time all over the world and driving each other into the sea. And I wanted to address that. But first, I want to share with you a little joke I heard.
Okay.
It happened in 1930 in Germany as the National Socialist Party was taking power before Kristallnacht. Mm-hmm. And there was this Jewish fellow, he had a suit brought to a Jewish tailor. The guy was named Moshe the Tailor, and the guy was Jaime the customer. And he went to pick up the suit, which was being altered, right? And you have some, when you go into a little tailor shop, you know, you sit down while you're doing something, and they have like a little table with newspapers to keep you busy while you're waiting.
Mm-hmm.
And he sits down and waiting for his pants to be altered, and he sees that there's the National Socialist paper there. And he says, "Hi, Mr. So much. I don't understand this. These people are I thought they were enemies. What do you have to? What do you subscribe to the newspaper for?"
Hmm.
Well, let me explain something to you. I only make a small living. My daughter's getting married. I don't have enough money for a dowry. My wife is nagging me all the time. I feel like a total slump. But when I pick up this National Socialist paper and I see that I control world banking and I control the entertainment business, I feel like a king.
That's actually pretty funny. That's actually a pretty funny joke. I would have to ask him though. I would have to ask him. Was he a religious Jew or was he a Bolshevik communist?
That's what I wanted to get to. I wanted to get to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hear music in the background. If you guys can kill that, I'd appreciate it. Or unless we're going, are we going to break? Oh, we're going to break. We're going to the next. You know what? Jim, hang on the line because I want to talk to you about that. We'll be right back in the next hour. We'll be right back.
I said it's straight without any doubt. Nobody knows you. Nobody knows you. Nobody knows you.
Dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.